A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
Are you horny?
No! Oh,
fuck!
What? No!
What is going on?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Welcome to the potty.
Welcome to the... Nat's having a little mental breakdown, and I'm here for it. It's making me laugh so hard that we... I think it's, you know, we can't touch. Yeah. I think that you really miss that.
Well, like, I emotionally touch.
We can't, you know, we can't touch each other, and, you know, it's really...
I don't know if I said this before, but I think it's a lot easier. I mean, it's not easy for anybody, but let's just not talk about all the amazing heroes out there doing what they're doing.
Yes.
A, like a selfish, I can think about myself because I do need to worry about myself point of view. Right?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
We all have to care about ourselves.
But from a selfish, I can do that because it's myself. So I can be selfish with my selflessness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody's gonna worry about you but you, right?
Right. So, you got to worry about you all the most.
So I'm an extrovert, recovered shy extrovert, and I get energy from people.
Yes,
even
you do.
Just the people at the restaurant. I mean, even the waiters.
Yep, that's very true. You know? Yep.
So, but it's funny because I was
even the waiters. Even the waiters give me life.
They do. We love chatting with waiters. Yeah, and bartenders.
Life gives me life.
Yeah.
And at this moment, the only life going on is the life that I gave life to.
Yeah.
And I gave so much life to them.
Yeah.
I need someone to give me life.
We always worry about what they're gonna eat next and when. We're going to put them in bed. I know we've done a mum truth about this before, but like, who's checking in on us?
Nobody.
Okay, just checking. So I was describing my symptoms to Kat. And I'm like, it's like I'm... And she's like, depressed? I'm like, no, not that. Just that nothing is satisfying. To the point that when I eat things, I just throw on a really strong red onion because nothing I eat...
And you don't have to talk to people because you just reek. Like, you actually, like...
I know.
You're going to walk around like...
Yeah.
Someone who just, they walk by and they're like, oh, what is it? Because then your BO is going to begin to smell like onions.
And like, I just made a broccoli salad.
Onion.
Put some onion in there because otherwise broccoli used to be satisfying to me. But now without an onion or a whole bunch of hot sauce, it means nothing to me.
Okay. I'm sorry about that for you.
Soul crushing deterioration kind of thing.
That's what I said. I'm like, so your soul is crushing. And she goes, yes, my soul is crushing.
So anyways, you know, it's cute.
Anyways.
Somebody actually asked about Lexi. They're like, how's Alexis doing? I'm like, she's on the mend. We FaceTime her sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
She's bored too, though.
But
she's like, I miss people.
There was a guy on Tinder that she matched with. He is so hot.
Oh, and what happened?
She said that she messaged him and he hasn't messaged her back yet. And she thinks that she's matched with him on a different app somewhere. He's a New York City cop.
Yes, she has. And then she's like, I don't like cops because they usually have issues or something like that. Maybe she didn't say that. No, maybe they don't have issues.
Well, we all have issues, so.
Exactly. Lexi, keep your mind open. Quack is a great catch. Oh, he's so cute. Lexi! Oh, I'm here for it.
I told
Lexi, you immediately call him up.
You call him up, and if he doesn't respond, just go back. Sometimes guys like determination.
Yeah, go. You get that shit in Lexi.
I mean, that would just be hot, like phone sex this time.
Yeah, I guess. That's pleasurable.
His teeth are so white. No, Lexi, this is an order. You get that guy. Because if when you get into a relationship, we're going to want to be attracted to your boyfriend.
Oh, my God. You have to bring him on the road. We're going to make you sign a contract.
We feel like making out with him, we are allowed.
He'll be our bodyguards. You know, a big Tim, you know, so you'll have to.
Hot. He's really hot.
You can't steal her boyfriend.
I know. Well, I mean, look at him.
I know.
Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, we're not together.
Yeah, we are together.
Oh.
We can be together.
What's wrong with the cemetery?
Well, because we should be 6 feet apart doing our... We're 6 feet apart doing our podcast.
Yes, we are.
Just like Roz and Mocha.
Yeah, and just like the people on the news. But we're the good news. We're a media station bringing you the good news. Guys, we know it's a hard time. But I
people, you are NUCA news. You are actually.
No, it's good news because people are like, oh, I'm not the only one that feels that
right,
way.
Right. No, you're terrible news. You are like.
I make you laugh when I call you.
You
I'm
do.
Drunk a lot too.
Yeah. Oh, God. It makes me so funny. I laugh so hard when you're drunk. I giggle. I think it's funny.
I wasn't going to drink yesterday.
I know. I knew you would. I called it at 9 a.m. Not to be a jerk, but I'm like, yeah, she's totally. I'm like, you'll be drunk. Did you get drunk?
Yep. But instead of wine, it was vodka.
Okay, and how was it a good drunk?
No, I mean,
wasn't pleasurable.
I mean, yeah, it was better than not being drunk.
It was better than not being drunk. Okay, got it.
I watched a bunch of Ozark, went to bed after 12:30.
Okay.
But every intention is that I'm not going to drink and that I'm going to...
You need to stop thinking about that. Like, because it's like a naughty, it's like naughty and you like being naughty.
But then I'm like, I need to do it.
Sex.
Yeah.
Every night?
No.
Oh, but then you get too drunk.
To do it. So just this just keeps happening.
Did you get too you drunk last night too?
Yes.
Oh my God, you must be in the shit books.
No, because I'm hanging around him and that's filling his buckets. I did not know that would be a thing.
Whoa.
I mean, he wants it, but he's not mad about it.
Holy shit. So this is great intel.
It's interesting. It is intel.
So you don't need to have sex anymore.
Well, I just have to be nice.
Are you being really nice?
We're being fun. You know, we took a backgammon.
Oh. That's not fun, but okay.
I'm so much better than him. It's like he really needs to practice.
We took up backgammon. Yeah. All right. Okay.
It's like a game together, you know?
Okay. So Mark and I used to do Scrabble, but that's for losers.
Backgammon is for winners.
Losers.
Winners.
It's kind of like badminton. Losers.
No, it just sounds the same. Nothing like it.
I'm joking. I'm really glad you have a new hobby.
Shit, I'm
okay,
hot.
Right. Hot. Okay. I'll turn this back on.
Sweatshirt. No, I can
get naked. Hold on. Here we go. Let's get naked. Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna take this off. It's gonna be loud. Hold on. I like that you.
Take a backgammon?
Yeah, it's great.
I wonder.
Is it pleasurable?
Yeah, it is.
Pleasurable.
Yes, it actually is kind of kind. Like mildly.
So I read this article and I said to Nat. I read this article, and yes, it was Gwyneth Paltrow, but they tried to get you with the hook about...
She's a doctor, isn't she?
No, she's not. She's a vagina doctor. About use your dildo, okay? So that was kind of like, use your personal sex toys. So they basically spun it and said her and her husband aren't desiring, which was not true. So I began to read it, and the interesting part that I found was the doctor was saying, in this time of a pandemic... When there's nothing pleasurable. So your pleasure seeking is gone. Yeah. So you're like in the beginning, you find pleasure in certain things. And then that pleasure is like, that's done because you're pleasured out of the pleasure.
Exactly. That's why I say the things that I used to do when I was bored because I like to do them are boring for me now.
So the pleasure is there's no pleasure anywhere. So maybe you'd get pleasure from like going out for dinner, but that was like once a week. And then you get pleasure from going and buying something new. And like, so the pleasure go meet a friend for coffee. Yep. So every day you'd get a little bit of pleasure.
Yep.
Now the pleasure's fine. So I get pleasure out of my coffee. I'm waiting for that pleasure to run out. What?
You're still liking that.
I still like it a lot. I mean, it's light. It's not, it's short. It's not long pleasure. it's not like it's like, I don't like tantric sex. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm like, let's do this for 8 hours.
How was Easter for your pleasure?
I mean, Easter is like an empty hole. It
comes and goes so fast.
Yeah, it's over.
I know. Teddy's like, I'm so mad that Easter's over, like 10 minutes
That's
after.
That's life.
Like, yeah, because that was something, you know what? It was a really good point. It was something to look forward to.
And then it was
now
over.
It's behind us.
Yep.
What's the next thing? My birthday?
Yep. Beau's birthday.
Wait, when's Beau's birthday?
May 12th.
Oh my God, she's a Taurus.
Before yours.
Oh,
She is a girl.
Is a girl.
It was very interesting, the pleasure. And I think that if you are alone, if you're not,
Do you think if I got a dog, I would find pleasure?
Maybe. I mean, you'd find tasks.
Yeah. I saw the shelters are all, and like a lot, like so there was a picture of some animal shelter and all the animals that didn't have homes are
I'm
all taken.
I'm not sure that going to get a dog would be very
pleasurable.
COVID friendly, but.
I know, but
like,
are you
allowed to get a dog?
Well, people are. You think people are stuck with all these puppies?
Dude, listen. The topic of COVID is so heated at the moment, and tricky thing is, not every state, not every city, not every county, not every city, not every province has the same mandates. So everyone is arguing because you have to remember in social media, basically that you not everyone COVID's the same.
Nope.
And not everyone has the same, which is tricky. Same disease. Everyone's doing it differently a little bit.
I know. And you know, there's like my friend's older parents who are like healthy, but yeah, I mean, I think they're might be 70. They just want their kids and grandkids to come over for Easter dinner. And the kids are like, we can't. And they're like, just come in for a minute. Like, please.
I know.
Because like, we need this. And we're sitting here getting older and we're missing out all this time with you.
I know. And they wouldn't go.
She's like, I'll come and wave from across the street, but I can't come in. And she's like, my parents are going to, like, try and lure me in.
It's really...
Because they're like, who knows if this is going to be my last Easter.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. Dude, I know what you mean?
I know you know. I know.
I wave by my mom. I just run by and I'm like, hi, mom. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, and my mom's starting to get over it.
I drove by her house today and waved
at her. Yeah, she told me. She said, I saw your wife.
Yeah, I took her for, took the kids for a bike ride, and I'm like, nothing else to do. I go for a bike ride.
She did
a
bike.
I know, but I think you might use it. It might bring you pleasure. There's actually nothing pleasurable about it. It's hard. Yeah. Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, they get somewhere and start complaining. And I'm like, you little
and
fuckers.
And I would never go on a busy road and my cemetery is closed.
Oh, God. Anyways, I did that. And then I went home. And really, in terms of, I also wonder how the motivational people are like, are they really motivated right now? Like, are they really like...
if they want to continue their career in motivation, they will speak the words.
But can't they feel, like, can't they feel, like, fuck, or no, that they don't feel no? Do they ever feel like,
yes,
this is shit, but they'd never say it?
They wouldn't say it.
Well, that's not, that's weird.
I mean, this is probably the first time in any time I can remember that we have said this is shit.
Oh, no, we've said shit before.
Like, this is shit? Like, we've been like, oh, this is terrible?
Yeah, for certain things, I would say. I think we're still pretty optimistically positive. I just, to me, I'm like, I'm kind of like, doesn't, re- I don't, maybe I'm not alive.
Yeah, maybe we're dead. Maybe we're all dead.
Doesn't really feel real. I'm like going through the motion. I don't even look at the clock anymore.
I know.
I'm like, what time is it? Oh, maybe I'm getting, I said to Mark, what if I fall into a deep, I've never had a depression, okay?
No.
And I've never had, really, I'm quite stable.
Yes, very.
As a person.
Yeah.
But yesterday for the first time, I felt quite crazy. And he's like, he really was scared for a minute. He was like, what the fuck is, he even let me sleep in this morning. Oh, like he like tiptoed out of the room and shut the door.
Oh, amazing. I can't sleep in. That's another thing. All I want to do is sleep longer so that the day will be shorter.
You're depressed.
No, you're depressed.
No, I was the last night and I go, so what do you want to do tomorrow? Nothing. Great. What do you want to do tomorrow? Nothing. Great. And then I went 30 times. I'm like, oh, guess what? We're only into May.
Did you guys have any wine last night?
A little, but I got a canker about it. Which is my iron. I'm on it. I did it last night, too. Again. He made me.
I can't do this. No.
Well, listen. I said.
Why did you do it? Stop doing it.
I said, listen, you have to make this very quick.
Oh, my God.
I'm not doing this for
you. What are you doing? What is going on?
No, it's over. That was it.
Are you horny?
No. Oh, fuck.
What?
No.
What is going on?
Because I'm like, well, maybe that will buy me a few more. I don't really remember. You know what? I don't remember doing it. I wake up and I'm like, did I do that? You know, it's like I'm 1 foot of the other right now. And listen, doesn't make much better at home, just so you know. It's not like.
Not worth it?
The days aren't better. So they're not, he's great, but it doesn't, it's not like I wake up and I'm like, this is a great day. I got laid last night. Oh, fuck it. No, I wake up and I'm like, here we go again. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like sex is turning the world around. Sex is just really an inconvenience of being penetrated once in a while, and then you carry on. You get the job done, and, you know, you get a poke, and you carry on.
Oh, but it's so good for them.
Great. Great. Nothing. I got
I know.
Nothing That's from it thing. Other than the monkey off my back.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't like, yes, oh, God, that was so satisfying. Let's do it again tomorrow night. Nope.
Oh, God.
No pandemic, no pleasure in anything.
So it's funny, you know, about the motivational speakers, how like, I don't know, like it all just came about as being this really big like career path for people.
Yes.
I mean, there used to be people that were them, but now it's like everyone through social media, you see them and they can grow up with their audience. So I was watching Ozark last night and the guy, it's obviously a play on what goes on in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy's a real estate agent. His mom tells him what to do all the time. She's like, what do you want to do? And he's like, I want to be a motivational speaker.
Shut up.
Like, nothing about him would strike you as being a motivational speaker, but it's like that could be a career path. I think if you're a motivational speaker, you have to be born that way. But now people are turning it into it as a career.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep, I do. It's very tricky. I mean, ironically, their posts are not resonating with me. Mm-hmm. And as somebody who would call myself a motivational speaker.
Yes.
If you would. Yes. I mean, I really believe I could be one.
Yeah.
Just based on my history and you too.
And by the way, anybody could be
a motivational speaker. Yeah. Just your outlook on life and everything we see. Like, you know, I totally am like, yeah, I've thought that way.
Yes.
But nothing is resonating. Actually, I just don't even read it. I just go like this.
Yeah, it seems a little bit like bullshit now. Like, okay, like, you can't be that positive in this situation.
I guess some people are, though.
No, well, that's their job to do that.
Okay. I would really like to talk to a motivational speaker who's not motivational.
Well, I ran into a woman on the street.
Yeah.
And she just really was like, you know, we'll look back on this and we'll miss this time. She dead serious said
that to me. I'll say two things. I think my husband self-admittedly was like, not much has changed for me, to be honest with you, because he goes to work and he's like, I don't have the freedoms to go out. We can't come to your, like, you are ostracized if you even walk out of your house. Someone's like, what the fuck are you doing out of your house, you know? Anyways, I think he's like, not much has changed for me. And I'm like, everything has changed for me. And listen, I hate the word pivot. I fucking hate the word pivot, because everyone's like, just pivot right and, you know, we'll get through this. What if we don't? No, I'm joking.
What would happen if we didn't?
Well, people would start to just, I actually text Nat, and this is not what I'm recommending. I just text her and I'm like, we're really well-balanced people.
Yeah.
We're really positive people, and we're going through a harder time right now.
Yeah.
And like, what are people doing with much more significant challenges than us feeling right now? Because I can only imagine. And how is everybody keeping it together? Because I truly don't know how. I don't know how. I don't know how.
I also don't know how, like, I think about, like, how we are, you know, like, in the grand scheme of life, we're rule followers. Like, we do what we're supposed to do in our lives.
Yeah, we're rule followers. That's what I mean. People aren't following the rules.
Oh, okay. So, like, what are the rebels people don't give a shit about? Fuck.
They're just out, and that's why there's police everywhere. And honestly, I think that after time, what I was going to say was the people who are, if they kept being like, it's another 7 months, people would be like, fuck it.
That's it.
Like, not us, but I'm sure certain people would be like, fuck it. It's not worth it. This isn't worth it.
Uh-huh.
I texted an article to my mom, and she's like, I just hope people can see the bigger picture. And I'm like, fair. I think that it's really hard for some people who don't have the internet and don't have the news to sit there and understand and trust these people who tell, like, it's very confusing.
Yes.
And us as educated people can do it. It's just, I just struggle. And, you know, it doesn't mean we're not thankful for the doctors and the nurses. And ultimately we do it for the people who are vulnerable and for the frontline staff. That's why we do it. And we totally support that. I do, as a social experiment, super interesting. And for the economy and business to watch this right now is insane. But ironically, nothing has changed, because you still, the people online have more possibility.
They really do.
Because there's nothing new on TV, guys.
No. Nope.
There's nothing new.
No. Nope.
So now everyone's going to social media. So if you are creating content that is new, well, holy shit.
Yeah, and something you could go super viral right now. If you just even think about the fact that Drake put out a song with three moves and in the same day already had billions of people doing that move, because it was finally something new.
Something new. Yeah. So if you're even if you're selling a product, oh my God, make content around that product and start selling for what people need. It blows my mind that if you are an entrepreneur right now, you got to figure out a way to turn that shit back online and keep things going and not waiting to create your content. Like, y'all start now. And actually, I want to address the mastermind group with this. I'm going to do a post in the mastermind group, but like, if you're struggling with content and you're like, I don't know what to post, so I'm not going to post anything at all.
That's when people are just going to, that's when people go to through their Instagram or whatever, and their inbox and they unsubscribe. This person isn't bringing me interesting content.
Yep.
I can lower my numbers.
So go content. You need to make content and make mistakes in content to know what content resonates. You can't just expect to curate content that's going to hit 30,000 likes. It's like they all have to build. You have to start at one to get to 100,000. You can't start to aim for 100,000. And the way you do that is by building your content. And even if you're selling shit, if you're like, but I have a store, guess what? People find everything on stores. I found, what did I find recently, which was like the power of social media? Oh God, it was so intense. It was like, you know, when you click something and then you go somewhere else and you find something else, and then you go here and you go there and you go there, and then you find this this one thing that all through a click. Actually,
LED lights?
The Bake Shop.
Oh yeah.
So this cookie shop, someone literally said, DM'd us and goes, there's this woman who's selling these cookies and they're decorating. They're really cute. You should check them out. I clicked it randomly. Okay, we get thousands of messages a day and we try to get to them all. Clicked it. I looked at it. This is not an insult to her, but her Instagram isn't even curated or beautiful. It really isn't. It's her taking pictures and putting them up, okay? She maybe has 400 followers.
Okay.
I DM'd her. I'm like, I want that. I was like, I love this idea. Good for her. She's like, I'm going to send you some. It's going to be on your doorstep. Thank you for the shout out, okay? Then she did. Do you see what she said to us? She's like, I am so busy.
I'm so busy. I can't keep up. But I saw her stories that said, sorry, I can't even keep up with all of my emails. I'm going to be busy for the next few years.
Yeah. Because of one Insta story that we did.
Yeah.
So my point being is she didn't have an amazing following. She didn't have an amazing, an amazing Instagram, but she had an amazing product that everybody wanted at that moment. And it was a product that people wanted and needed because they didn't even know they needed it.
No.
No one was searching for it. I wasn't searching for that. But someone said, check it out. And I was like, okay, I'm going to check it out.
And it was amazing.
It was.
It really delivered. Thank goodness. When we got it, it was great.
I know, but I shared it. Then everyone started to share theirs. So I was like, that one idea, she had no idea, but she was smart enough because had she not put it on our doorstep, I would have forgotten about it. Had she not followed up, I would have been like, awesome.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it worked out, and it was all because of one click-through that led to the next thing. But she kept doing it. And she kept posting.
And people are looking for new random things. If you think about it, like, I would never have been so obsessed with growing a vegetable garden. But anybody, and you know how hard it is to find.
You know how many gardens you sold?
Yeah, I know. I can't. I wanted to go order double so that because I want to buy a bigger thing. But I'm obsessed.
Did you get the white thing that I wanted?
No, not yet.
Oh, you should get that and then try it. Let me know how it goes. I'm already over it. I don't even want to do it anymore.
I want you to put it in your windowsill because I don't have a windowsill
do it. But I'm moving, you know, in like 3 months.
You can move it.
I won't have a windowsill like that.
Well, I'll take it.
Perfect.
You could also put it on the table in front of the kids while they're eating and they can watch it grow.
Okay, because it grows like that.
Well, on the island.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
Anyways,
there's random shit that people are just looking for something interesting and new. And what I was going to say is, coincidentally, that company that does that, I bought those kits. There's nothing else, I have Googled everywhere. Nobody else does that.
She's talking about the planting kits. How's that possible? They're sold out.
How's it possible that there aren't more options for me?
Wow, that is interesting. I don't know.
Well, if I was looking for a niche, I would do vegetable seeds and gardens for
maybe
indoor.
Someone has that and they don't know. They should be on social media. They should be on Google ranks. And if you're really bored right now, email your people to Google review you, because Google reviews are like the number one thing. Everyone looks at the reviews and everybody looks at your handles to see, are you going to kill me? Do you have a good, semi-good product? And what are you selling? And another one of our mastermind people, mm-hmm. LinkedIn, you know who I'm talking about? The LinkedIn.
Yep.
So her jewelry's amazing, mm-hmm. and under $30.
I know.
I'm like, girl?
I know. There's one I want.
What are you doing? Mm. You don't say the price once. I'm like, you have to sell people in what they don't even know they need or want or why they need
it. Like, oh, it's under a certain price. I would have never thought about getting it, but I can afford that.
Yes. So you really have to think about why your people need it. And even if you think randomly they don't need it, let me tell you, in this time, day and age, what we need is totally different. And people are still gift giving. People are still looking for content. People are still looking for connections. People are still looking for community. People are still looking for things to buy for people, because more than ever, they want to remind people that they're thinking of them.
Like my friend's boyfriend owns a flower delivery company, and they are off the chain busy.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because you want to stay connected. Yeah. So you send people things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is a time for business. And I think that, you know, everyone's like, is this a sensitive time? It's a sensitive time if you're telling people to buy it because you need money. It's a different thing if you're like, if people are willingly buying the product because it makes them happier. Yeah. They want it.
Yeah. Don't go and say, could you please buy something from my store so I can stay afloat?
Yeah.
No, this isn't a charity. I'm trying to stay afloat too.
Yeah, we're all trying to stay afloat, babes. You know? So, yeah, no, it's super. I just think that people really are underestimating the time right now. And I mean, Nat and I are doing our thing. I think the hardest thing for us is that we're not together all day, every day. And we brainstorm, we talk, we process a lot that I think we didn't even realize we processed when we were together. Ideas come when we're together.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, late night live on Thursday nights is literally keeping me. It's a lifeline.
It's a lifeline. And it's a lifeline. And it's also nice to know it's not just that, like, you and I get to be together, but also that we know that we're coming to all these people who need it too. And just
more
seeing,
than ever,
seeing their pictures of them in front of their computer with us and a cocktail. It's like the best shit you could ever imagine.
It really is.
And now celebrating. Do we have the best
a theme
friends.
For this week, by the way? Every Thursday is a theme, just so you know. And it's not too late to join. You go to catnat.ca. It's the last one for April, but you can get April and May. If you go to the May link, it will ask you if you want to buy the April one last minute. You get a headband for May. So my recommendation. Wait. Yeah, this is the last Thursday, I think.
Is this the 16th?
Yes.
This is the 16th of April.
Yep.
We're in the middle of April.
Yep, this Thursday.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Okay. So the theme for this, we were going to be in Nashville for this.
Oh my God. Remember so that? Should we do country?
I guess so.
Okay.
Like in honor of Nashville. That's where we're going to go do live shows.
Tomorrow we're going to Nashville.
Oh, I'm so excited to not go tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do Nashville. We'll do country. Oh my God. We should have Chase Rice come in.
Okay.
Yes, I'll message him.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that. And honestly, guys, I have to tell you something that if you, like, I'm feeling more tired than ever. My husband's like, take your iron. I'm like, I am.
No,
I'm
just called the COVID tired.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like not yourself, don't beat yourself up over it. Like, don't try to be something you're not. Like, really, it's okay.
Float through.
Just, you know what? Make it through the day.
Mm-hmm.
This is your permission to make it through the day. And if you're really like, I also get angry at people with pools and like, and like big backyards, like grassy, like they're in a fucking field. I don't like them. I also don't like people who are like in Vail. Fuck you.
I hate the people that have palm trees in their backyards.
Yeah, and mansions. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, fuck you. Yeah. You know what? If you're a Kardashian, you don't get to complain. You know what I mean? Your life hasn't changed. I mean, you do, but I'm just being honest. You know? I mean, I'm sure people are like, fuck you, you have a backyard.
No,
like,
I know. No, of
100%.
I'm jealous of one person that we follow online, and she's with her parents.
Heather.
Oh, her too, yeah.
Both Heathers. Heather DeBrow.
She's with her husband and her children.
Yep, in a have a beautiful house.
No, but Daphne's with her parents.
In Florida.
Yeah, and that's so fun.
Like, that is so fun.
Because Dr. Oz seems like a really like hands-on grandpa.
I'm jealous of that.
So I'm jealous of that.
And he's a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would love to talk to him.
I know. Well, I talk to him most days at 3 o'clock.
You do. You and Dr. Oz, you have a little chit-chat?
Yeah, on his show.
Look at these leg hair.
Oh, so my husband, that's funny you say that. My husband said to me, today a razor goes to those legs. When is the last time?
Oh, he's prepping you for some sex tonight.
He's like, when's the last time do you think? I was like, probably New York.
Right, who cares? I mean, for what?
So long.
For what, though? Who cares?
And it's soft.
Yeah,
it's
whatever.
Not that much of it.
Yeah, what, does he run his hands up and down your legs?
Oh.
Ooh, like, up and down?
Yeah.
Like
he's got hair on his legs.
Making out is so weird. Like, you know, just penetrate me and move on. You know what I mean?
Totally agree.
Just face me like a turkey.
I don't want a face in my face.
No, stuff me like a turkey and move on.
I don't want a face in my face. That's so close.
Yeah, it's so close.
Like, don't they know COVID?
No, I know.
Like, and this is like so, it's like.
It's claustrophobic.
It's so claustrophobic.
I'm not allowed to be near anyone, but you want to jump on top of me and ride the pony. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
But I could be all over TJ's face.
Yeah, different.
Different. He's not grown up.
He's not penetrating you. He's not large. He's not bigger than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
With body weight, and you're not naked.
Exactly.
That's weird.
I know. It's so weird. You know, I was thinking about, I was thinking about a couple of people. And I was thinking about, okay, I know.
Sexually?
Yeah. No. Okay. So I was thinking I was thinking about, because Ellen does her show live from home and in her stories, Portia's there. And you know, like funny people are like, kind of like Ellen's kind of funny. Then I picture that they, and then I went and did it with like every couple I know, but like, and then they go and they get, it's like a serious, like you don't joke around when you're having sex.
Really? You don't? Shit. Got it.
You know, but like, think about Ellen, right? How she is. So like.
You know who we're going to call.
Who?
Strippers. We're going to ask them. If and someone then, was to get.
Yeah.
Would you think they're at like church or something?
He was working out on the back deck.
Who? Romeo?
He can't go to church.
Merck doesn't have a thing anymore.
I know. But listen for a second. So then you get. So Ellen gets serious with Portia. Like, ooh, baby. And then you're just funny again?
You think she's ooh, baby? If you know, oh, it's Kevin. Happy Easter, Romeo.
Happy Easter, God bless.
I have to put you, I'm going to stick you in the thing, in like this, so I can, so everyone can hear you. We're doing a podcast right now. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you guys.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my family's house celebrating Easter.
That's lovely. Are they all there?
My aunt, my cousin.
I was going to ask you something inappropriate. Should I call you back?
Well, you can ask, no, you can ask inappropriate. Let's go.
Okay.
They know what I do.
If you are in a in
wait.
I was taking his shirt off. He took his shirt off for us, guys.
If you're in a moment with a woman, and that you begin to get funny, like, can you be funny in the bedroom? Can you have humor in the bedroom and be silly?
Of course, that's what it's about having a fun time.
No, see, but no, it's
can you
not
make
like,
a joke in the?
Yeah, but not every time. Like, sex is about kind of getting hot and serious, right?
Well, when you have sexy as me, you can do anything. It's going to be good. So, obviously, if you're not that sexy, you got to be sexy. But if you're a sexy person, funny is more sexy.
Like, you know? What? Like, give me, like, what just, what's funny in the bedroom? Like,
ooh, like, oh.
Natalie, ooh, oh.
No, it's like you got to say a joke to just break the mood. If it's too serious, then it's just like, oh, this is getting awkward. You put too much pressure on the girl. But if you just like crack a little joke, then you break the ice and it's like, oh my God. He's like,
what's a little joke?
Give an example of a little bedroom joke.
Oh, like if she says something about like the sexual position or whatever, and you say, oh, that's what she said, you know, it's just the
break
down.
Okay, little jokes.
Or if you're there, you're just like, yeah, you like that, and you put like a funny face, just so you don't make her feel comfortable.
A funny face. You know? Okay. And what about a queef? How's that? Is that? Do we joke about that, or we just pretend we didn't hear it?
About a queef?
Yeah.
What do you joke about it? You're like, oh, that's nice. Thank you, man. You just make her feel comfortable, you know?
Oh, Romeo, I miss you. Can we go back on the road? Please. Like, this is so...
Of course. I'm going crazy in this quarantine.
So are we. We're supposed to...
Yeah, but at least you guys get money in Canada. We don't get from...
Trump. We're supposed to be in Nashville right now, Romeo.
All of us together, Romeo.
I know, we're supposed to be there. I'm so sad.
I know.
Romeo, where can our people find you? Because we're doing a podcast and you do a podcast, right?
Yeah, we haven't done a podcast in a while, but, you know, they could find me on my Instagram. You guys know what to tell them. At The Finest Romeo. And we have everything there on YouTube.
Romeo, would you ever think about doing a YouTube channel? Because I think you'd make great content and people would watch it and everybody needs new content
right
now.
And you're really funny.
You need to do, like, vlogging.
If they want, yeah.
You and Ryan need to start a YouTube channel ASAP. I think all the ladies would go follow you.
Yeah, we got to talk about elevators.
You just got to go have fun, you two.
We're going to be the new Cat and Nat.
Yeah.
Ryan and Romeo.
Do it. R&R, babe. Ryan, Rome.
Oh, yeah. Good one. All right.
Why you guys have me on pause?
Because I'm filming you so we can hear you loudly, so everyone can hear you.
Oh, let me put my sexy voice on. Hey, how are you, ladies?
We love you.
So you're Romeo.
Romeo, we love you. We'll call you later.
We love you more.
Happy
Bye-bye.
Easter. Bye.
Bye.
Happy Easter. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, but I mean, like I know, and I do make jokes sometimes, okay. Right?
What?
Yeah, sometimes I do, because I'm
like, what?
Like, I'll be like, get over here, you little cutie. No, I don't know.
That's not funny.
I don't know what I say, but sometimes I do make jokes.
Okay.
But, like, in the end, to get, like, for everyone to get hot and heavy, it's like a serious thing.
Oh, right.
Right, so I'm picturing Ellen. What is she? How do they get
on? She's very serious.
So you picture her being like...
Well, I don't picture her, but if you want me to
so
picture
then
her...
I was picturing other people, and I was thinking of like how, like, you know, Kristen...
Bell?
Kristen Bell and her husband. They're all like funny, and then all of a sudden they're like... Ugh. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you do in the bedroom. I don't really get like...
Sex is serious. You know, like in
sex
the movies?
Sex is serious?
Like in the movies.
Right. I make love.
It's like
so
romantic.
Right. I'm always romantic. Like, yeah.
What do you mean,
we stare each other's eyes.
Like, think about someone...
We mouth to like, each other. Him
on.
And I'm like...
I got it. Okay, no. How about Will Ferrell and his wife?
Yeah, he pounds town hard.
No, okay. Think of someone you think
he probably does doggy style and can't see your face. You probably just flip him
to
over.
To his wife every night? like every time?
I think they finish in doggy style for sure. If you're funny, you don't want to see their face.
Okay. Let's think of another really funny person. Like, yeah. I can picture Drake having sex, no problem.
Okay, most funny people are very serious.
Okay, but think of someone funny and then think about them having sex.
Okay,
go.
I'm watching you.
Watching me what?
Well, I'm thinking about you. Getting serious.
Not me. Somebody.
This is a terrible game.
Like, come on, just think of somebody.
Okay.
Okay, and then think about someone like Donald Trump having sex.
Why?
Just because it's so weird.
No, I don't want to. I spend zero. You need to get out of court. I need to. This is an emergency.
Think of Adam Sandler.
Oh, he masturbated. This is done. I'm done with this conversation.
I'm going to keep texting you people all day. Just picture him and his wife, you know?
Did you like my game I sent you yesterday?
Well, oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Did you agree with me?
Yes, yeah. You nailed it. I was like, wow. I did Kill, Fuck, Marry. We played with the news. We basically.
With our mayor.
With our mayor. Yeah, we're so boring that that's what we've come down to.
God damn it.
No, it's good. You know what? This is if I was going to lie to you, which I will right now, this is a great time to really evaluate what's important in your life, mm-hmm. who you miss,
okay.
what you think, what you want to rush back to,
yeah.
what you don't want to rush back to.
Yeah.
So that's something I can...
I want to rush to tour. I want to rush to the strippers.
I'm going to put rollerblades on and go. You know what I mean?
I want to rush to tour. I want to rush to the strippers.
Oh, God, geez, I posted that video last night and I missed everyone so much. I almost cried watching that tour video.
Instagram.
I was like this.
It was like such a different time in our lives.
Look at that thing.
But we get it back. The dog or the guy? Oh my God. That guy kind of cute?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking like, there's nothing I would take out of my life. Everything in my life was perfect.
Yeah. Let me
like,
think.
There's nothing that I'm taking. I'm not taking anything forward from COVID. There's no lessons learned yet. I'm waiting.
That's funny.
What?
That's funny to think about. It's like, this is giving me absolutely no benefit. You know? You'll really find yourself during this time. Nope.
A lot of people are like, Hailey Bieber was like, I'm really fine. What the fuck? Where
she
were
did?
You?
Oh my God. She must be so bored with Bieber.
I'm like, where were you before?
Oh
or are people just lying to themselves?
She's really young, though. But maybe that's
right.
Why.
So silence is good for you. I don't know. I've never heard it louder in my life.
Like maybe like celebrities have never had such a silent time because their lives are so chaotic and public.
Oh,
and all
okay,
that.
Okay.
So finally, she's just getting to breathe.
She's back to being to a normal person.
Yeah, and she's in Canada. So
I would say what would I take from COVID?
Oh my God, celebrities are gonna hate the pub. They're gonna love not being. Oh no, they like the paparazzi.
Yeah, they love the paparazzi. What would you take from COVID? What's your lesson in COVID?
Not very good at cleaning my house. I'm worse than I thought.
Yeah, okay. Like, what are you going to instill in your life going forward from COVID?
Oh, kids doing more chores around the house.
Oh, yes. I mean, but that's not something that we've grown in life. But yes, I agree. They're going to do more around life. That I can cook a lot of meals.
Yeah.
Like, really impressed with how much I can cook. I said to my husband, I've never cooked so much in my life.
Me neither. Me either.
I'm not moving forward with that, though. No. No, that's going to stay in COVID. Fuck that. You know what I mean? I
totally agree.
Fuck. Even Olivia's over baking. Yeah. Like, I don't know. What am I going to bake? Cookies and brownies? And I'm like, feel ya, girl. I know. Feel ya.
What's going to be the next hobby? Like, I'm obviously my garden, but that's going to be slow. I'm sweating in my cleavage. And, like, we did baking. We've done cooking. I'm not thinking about adding in working out because then I don't want to disappoint myself. What's a new hobby we can bring in?
Why don't you try working out?
I mean, okay.
Yeah, why don't you just try?
Like, I go on walks. Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's great to go on a walk.
Did you get a set of weights delivered to your house?
No.
I did.
From who?
Amazon.
Just weights?
A whole set of weights and a rack for it.
Are you sure it wasn't your husband?
Nope.
Positive.
And they're all pink and purple.
Your husband ordered them?
No.
Positive.
Yes.
That's weird. I will take, I mean, I've enjoyed working out. I've enjoyed it. I mean, Kate, I'm lying. I haven't enjoyed it. You look that look. I've like, it's given me something to, like cooking for you is working out for me. Like, I just am like, fine. Oh, it's not like I'm like, can't wait. I don't wake up being like, can't wait to go do my workout.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's not like I'm working. I'm doing things with the kids.
Yeah.
Like bike riding, jumping the trampoline.
Okay, okay, okay.
Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, let's go hit the gym, babe.
Is your husband Pelotoning every day?
No, he's been quite lazy. No, but
I like that when he gets lazy.
Yeah, he tried today, and then he went and ate, like, chips or something, you know, and, like, chocolate. So, but anyways, details.
Okay, guys, this
has been,
I mean, you know what? It's a time to be honest. It's time to be real. We always are.
I think that bottom line is that if you are, I think that this is going to be a major process for all of us, and I don't think that there's going to be, like, I think that every day, what?
How do you know how long it's been?
We don't. I think that every day you're going to have different feelings, and I think that's okay. And I think every moment you're going to have different feelings, and I think some days you're not going to feel like you can do another minute. And then I think other days you're going to be thankful for the day. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're going to be thankful to be healthy, and I think you're going to be thankful for all that people do for us, and, you know, that we have a house, and, you know, you're allowed to feel thankful and pissed at the same time. You're allowed to feel grateful and sorry for yourself about the situation.
Yep.
You're allowed to feel happy that you're with your kids, but pissed that you're with your kids. You're allowed to feel every feeling that you want to feel, and no one can tell you otherwise. And it doesn't mean you're not thankful or grateful for your life. It just means that at that moment, you know, all the feelings you have make everything else okay. And you need to have those feelings in order to process everything that's going on. So if you are feeling like, motherfucker, it's okay.
And, you know, we got a lot of messages because we've also released our phone number out to everyone. You can find it in our profile on Instagram, but we can text with you guys now. And what everyone has just said is just basically like, you know, there are people in our community. You're the last thing I watch before I go to bed, and because it makes me smile, because we do have a way of bringing a light. Even though if we're feeling heavy, we have a way of bringing a light, you know?
That's how I felt yesterday.
I know.
I like literally, I was sitting there flicking my ear. I was like, what the
fuck? My husband saw you doing that.
What am I doing? Nothing. Sat and stared off into space and flicked my ear just for a long time.
And we show that the kids are screaming and fighting and that school is hard and all of that. But
we're going to get through this and go on tour and have a hella good time.
It's going to be so
It's okay to want to get through it too.
Yeah.
It's okay to not think about everything you're thankful for in this moment. It's okay to say, fuck.
I have to say right now, the fact that it's 3:17 is better than I thought. Whereas yesterday, I couldn't believe it wasn't noon.
She told me that we weren't allowed to do a podcast today. And I was like, she's like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, what else are you going to do? Might as well do one.
I was worried I wouldn't have anything to talk about.
No, we have so much to talk about.
I'm just kidding. You and I could talk for all day long.
That's why we're a happy couple. That's what friends are
for. So also looking forward to Thursday nights. So catnet.ca, you can go to Instagram to get our phone number and we can text you. And
we're also answering your parenting questions in our community group.
Yep.
And I'm going to bring on an expert talking to you about how to get your kid to do schoolwork.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay? Like, because a lot of parents are like, I have a 13-year-old. I can't make them do schoolwork. what am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah. That insight is going to be
I think
amazing.
And should you push them? Yeah. I think it's just a really great topic. Love you guys.
See you later.
Stay safe. And I actually hate that one, too.
Because, of course, I'm going to be safe. I'm not going anywhere.
I know, but it just like, don't.
I know.
I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, have a good flight. Okay. Hope so, too. Fingies crossed. Bye, guys.